Online Biz Insiders, episode 52. Hi, everyone. It's Carla Wilson here, and I'm joined by my colleague,
Mary Motes.
And we are your Online Biz Insiders, delivering a weekly podcast of 10 to 30 minutes in length, in which we share our expertise with online business management, social media marketing, and our tips and tricks with you so that you're more productive in your small business. And we just recorded an episode with the very fine Linda Siniscal. That was so informative, right?
Yes, it was. Bookkeeping is usually that ick, and she takes the ick out of the bookkeeping.
She really does. I know I sounded like I was joking, but literally, it's such a light subject for me now because I'm like, oh yeah, Linda handles my bookkeeping. I don't have to worry about it. I just hand it off to the accountant. That's all I have to do. It's so nice. But we wanted to record another episode because Mary's become very familiar with a new resource for managing email. Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's an email tool. Yep.
It's an email tool called AwayFind. Which is usually what happens. Are you working with tape or something?
Yes, it's exactly what I'm doing. I'm really sorry you had to hear that. I was, the packing tape dilemma where it all sticks together.
Oh, yes.
I have a problem of a mental problem where, like, if something is frustrating me, I'll sit there and zone out for 17 hours until I fix it, which is really screwed up. I'm not making this up. I have been wrestling with this packing tape, like, to get it started for, like, a half an hour. Sorry, full disclosure. This is how sick I am.
Like, No worries. I just wanted to make sure. Yes,
back to the
topic. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't. Like, it wasn't the microphone, but I'm like, I know that sound.
Yeah.
It's packing tape.
It's exactly.
I know that's what I hear. No, that's fine. So, yes, the resource is called AwayFind, and Mary swears that she only has to check her email 2 times a day, which I think is bananas. So, Mary, you need to explain this to me.
Yes. Okay. I'll just tell you what AwayFind is just generally and how it works.
Okay.
I found this by accident. It was I'll tell you how I found it. I was subscribed to another product that I've talked about before in this podcast called Boomerang for Gmail. And Boomerang for Gmail that lets you schedule and postpone emails within Gmail, which is a really awesome resource. You should check that out.
Right.
But they had this little promo thing about conquering your inbox. And one of the resources that they mentioned was AwayFind. I'm like, well, how'd I miss this? So I check it out. And sure enough, it's predicated on the, if you've ever read Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek, mm-hmm. and he made famous this concept of not checking your email. He takes it to a crazy extreme. He advocates once a week, which is insane. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, let alone make that a business practice. But he basically makes the case of all of your email, very, very few of the emails that you get are actually need to be attended to immediately, which is true for most people. I mean, there's lots of back and forth about CCs and copies and things like that. Very few of your messages are genuinely important. So the idea is to boost your productivity by not having that constant thing in the back of your mind of checking your mail. And all productivity experts, and I have never seen an exception to this, advocate setting times of the day where you check your messages, maybe first thing in the morning. Some people say don't ever check your messages first thing in the morning because it gets you off on the wrong foot. There's a good argument for that. But just say a 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and at 7 p.m. I'm going to check messages. Okay. Well, if you're in a business like what we're in, especially if you're a virtual assistant, if you are any kind of online business provider, somebody like Linda, for example, like a bookkeeper, that's a really hard thing to stick to. But on the other hand, the reality is you do have to be productive and you have to be focused on your client work, because when you get interrupted and you're distracted, you're not as productive, and something that should take you 20 minutes will take you 45 because you got one eye on the little thingy that pops up when you got a new message.
Right.
And you're like, oh, this will just take me a second. I'll just respond real quick. Well, that times 10 times a day, you've lost yourself an hour. So what AwayFind does is allow you to control what messages are decreed to be urgent. And how it does this is that it lets you set up parameters. Like, for example, this is the simplest way to set it up. You can set up the system so that it goes through your inbox, and any message that has the word urgent in the subject line will be treated as urgent. And what will happen is when that message arrives in your inbox, it gets you wherever you are and tells you there's an urgent message in your mailbox. Like, and when I say get you where you are, it's a wide assortment of notification options, a voice phone call.
Wow.
I don't have that set up. That's a little like too nuts for me, but you can get a voice call, an instant message from Yahoo, Google Talk, MSN, everything except Skype. It does not have Skype for some reason.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're working on that.
Right.
But an instant message, a tweet, an email message. It can be a voice call, a text message to your phone. I'm probably overlooking something. But the idea is that it will reach out and find you where you are in the method that you choose to let you know that there is a message that has urgent in the subject line. And at that point, you say, oh, I got an urgent message. I will decide whether to take a look at it or not. Okay, so that gets that anxiety off your plate, because if your clients and colleagues know, if you put the subject urgent subject in the line, I don't have to be like constantly focused on this email thinking that I'm not being attentive enough or I'm going to miss something that genuinely does need my immediate attention. Your clients and colleagues know that they can like literally sort of page you in effect by just simply doing some particular thing, like putting a particular word in a subject line. Now, in addition to all those things, and this is what like it has these like extra bells and whistles that make it really cool. The one thing it has an iPhone has an app where it will bang, you know, in addition to like text messaging, you can also elect to have it just alert your phone. In addition to all that, it gives you a contact form that you can use that will automatically ping you if something is urgent.
Wow.
So I tell my clients, if you really need to get me an immediately and you need an immediate response, send the email with urgent in the subject line, or you can fill out this form and it will behave the same way. On top of all of that, it will do something called a calendar scan. So say, for example, and this is, I think it only works with Google Calendar. So say, for example, you and I have a meeting scheduled for 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Okay. Your email is attached to that. Your name is attached to that. If I get an email message from you within like X number of hours before that meeting, I will automatically get an urgent message, because typically if you're scheduling something with somebody and they email you just before, it means they either need something or they need to reschedule it. So like okay. You can elect to have it also tied to your calendar so that somebody that you're meeting with will automatically be able to reach you no matter what.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. And then on top of that, if you're a Gmail user or a Google Apps user, it has little things like where like you're going through your messages and say, for whatever reason, messages from a certain person and or a certain subject are urgent. And you can say, oh, okay, this subject matter is urgent. And all I have to do is click in the message and set the parameters and say, this topic will be urgent for the next 2 days, 12 hours, week, month, and I can tell you how I want to be notified if anything else comes in with this subject in it. So it really, I mean, and all of this sounds like horrible and complicated in a way, but in reality, it's sort of cool because I know I can control what I decree is urgent, and my clients have the freedom of knowing if they really do need to get me, page me, in other words, they can just put urgent in the subject line and I will get a notification.
Right.
Like, I don't have to constantly, like, have one eye on it. Like, I can say at 10 a.m. and X p.m. And by the way, I can't do twice a day. Twice a day is really too little for me. Three times a day. But here's the thing. Three times a day may sound like a lot to some people. Three times a day is, like, a vast improvement for me. So
yeah.
Do it first thing in the morning, around lunchtime, and again, like, before dinner, like, or after dinner. Three times a day. And
okay.
Nobody feels ignored. Everybody knows they can reach me if they really do need something urgently. But in truth, most kept messages just aren't that urgent. And you don't have to interrupt yourself with constant things popping up on your screen or did they get back to me with X? And, you don't have to worry about that. Your clients know they can get you And you can literally walk away from your inbox without worry. You
nice.
Know, so yeah. Yeah, you know. So that's like my new thing now.
And tell me again how you found out about this.
It was very strange. I found it by accident. I was subscribed to a email Conquer Your Inbox e-series from Boomerang Mail. And that was one of the resources that were listed. And okay. I had never heard of this thing before then. And I'm like really all over that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I'm all of like Google Apps add-ons. And it integrates so well with Google Apps. So I was kind of surprised I didn't know about it. But I always discover things by accident all the time. But I would say, seriously, if you feel like you have an unhealthy, like almost a sick addiction to your inbox, which is what I problem. Like, you know, my husband wants to throw my smartphone in the toilet. Like, just really... detests me looking at it. Like, he's just like, I really hate that thing. And I'm sure, and I have a friend who has an hypothesis that like smartphones is responsible for a certain percentage of divorces in America. And I don't doubt it. Like, I don't doubt it one bit. I really don't. Because, you know, like, you know, it's annoying, like watching your partner, like at dinner going, oh, I have the, and I, like, it's just insane. And this is like, and I would always have that excuse of like, what if something's urgent? Well, now I don't have to worry about that. Like, I really can put the phone down or really like do something and focus on it without having one eye on the door, on the inbox notification thing, you
right,
know?
Right.
So I'm hopefully like I can improve my, you know, reclaim some time. And so far I really felt that it helped. And your clients feel like they know that they, and if you make it clear about what the process is,
yeah,
they can, you know, and you can do like, I think it has like another feature where you can, it's set, they call it an intelligent autoresponder. Mm-hmm. And this is important because if you read 4-Hour Work Week, and you may have seen people do this, where you send a message and then you get that like generic out of office reply where it says, I only check my messages twice a day at 4 p.m. and 8 a.m. or whatever, and you'll hear from me then. And the problem with that is that it could be a little annoying. And number two, that response goes out every time you email them, which is super annoying.
Yeah.
The Awayfind one only does it they recommend once every 6 months. But they basically say, I check my mail. You can customize it, of course.
Yeah.
But it says, I check my mail, whatever your schedule is going to be. And then it says, if you need to reach me urgently, do one of these two things.
Okay.
One, use this form, or B. So the person knows right away that you're not sitting there like a jackrabbit absorbing, like, you know what I mean? It's like a good expectation setter, and your colleagues know that they can get you urgently if they need to. And here's how to do it.
Right. Right. Exactly. Nice.
I will not, you know, you do have to pay for it. It's not free. They do have a free option,
okay,
but it's kind of not that, I would say the free one is probably less effective because like the notifications like come 20 minutes later, which sort of defeats the purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't give you some of the bells and whistles, but it's a good way to try it out.
Okay. And then, so what's the paid version?
The paid version, they have, it's a little strange. I'm not, honestly, not that clear on how they do the pricing because the one thing says it's $5 a month,
okay,
which I was like, nothing. And then, but when I set it up for Google Apps, it was more because they consider it a business one. So if you have Google Apps, I think they charge, like, I think it's like $14.99 a month, which
okay,
is, you know, however, I view it this way. If I can recover 2 hours a week of just distracted time, happy to pay it.
Yeah.
Happy to pay it.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true. That's,
you know,
very true.
So,
well, there you go.
It's awayfind.com.
Thank you.
If you're interested.
Thank you. And of course, folks, you'll be able to find the link and more details about Awayfind on our blog at onlinebizinsiders.com. So, wow, Mary. See, isn't this awesome? You keep finding all these fantastic ways to be more efficient with your time. It's all about productivity. It's all about productivity
for
small business owners.
Absolutely.
That, I think, is a great resource for folks to check out. So, listeners, if you've used Awayfind and you love it, let us know. Or if you've tried it and you hate it, let us know.
Let us know. Or your thoughts in general about the only checking email once or twice a day thing.
Yeah. Hmm. I, well, if I, I guess I could get to that point if I told my clients in advance, look, I check it at 10, I check it at 3.
Unless X times per day.
Exactly. You know,
I mean, personally, I wouldn't even tie yourself down to times a day. Like, just say, like, I know, like, you know what your schedule's going to be, but why divulge? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just tell people,
yeah,
it's X times per day.
2 or 3 times a day, right?
Just set an expectation. If this is really urgent, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, so they have an out and they know they can get you somehow. I mean, I just think it's kind of, and it's really just a cycle. It's really honestly a psychological thing, like, where you're just like, I mean, because you and I and people, most of the people listening to this broadcast, everything that, email is the fire hose through which everything is pouring in. Yeah. And if something can make that less of a fire hose, good.
Very true. You know, and I think it should be said as well, as business owners, if you and I know something is urgent, we're going to pick up the phone. But going, like you're saying, going the other way, if someone's just thinking they're sending you an email, but they usually expect you to reply so quickly, if they know the path to put urgent in the subject line, then they know they're going to, you know, get much faster response from you.
Exactly right. And you can manage your time better and really determine what is genuinely important or not. And, or if you really are just waiting on somebody to send you that file.
Yeah.
You know, set the message, like set that particular message thread up to alert you and then go on with your day. Wow. And when you get the file, you'll be notified. You know what I mean? Like, so it's that stuff too. Because I mean, how many times have you, somebody said, I need you to do this, Carla. And then they forget to attach the file. And you're like, oh, I just want to get this done.
Yeah.
I just need the file. And then, you know what? Just email them back and say, I need the file. Can you please resend? And then set that particular message thread as being important. And then you don't have to worry about it.
That's fantastic. That is really a fantastic tool. Very fantastic tool. So thanks so much, Mary. And listeners, we'd love to hear your feedback or questions. Feel free to email us at questions@onlinebizinsiders.com or comment on our blog. Weekly, you know that the Online Biz Insiders podcast is produced by Mary Motes of ProVirtualSolutions.com and me, Carla Wilson, owner of WilsonMediaServices.com. Our lead engineer is David Wilson. Our theme music was composed by Benjamin Wilson. And we are so happy to have our listeners following us each week. Thank you so much. We appreciate the support. And Mary, thanks again for your time.
And thank you, Carla.
Have a great day, everyone. See you on the next episode.